Today, the FBI issued a broad alert that terrorists are considering physical attacks against banks in the northeastern United States. But Attorney General John Ashcroft gave few details.
There is no specific threat being communicated to any specific institution. And we are not asking banks to close or urging people to stay away from banks. We are alerting law enforcement and financial institutions and the American people to be vigilant and to be aware of anything that appears suspicious.
The Attorney General speaking there, NPR's Emily Harris, joins us now. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, John.
Emily, why issue an alert that is this broad and vague and based on unsubstantiated information?
Well, the FBI might have known you were going to ask that because they address that right in their alert. Even though they acknowledge it's unsubstantiated information and no specific threat, they say they're issuing the alert out of an abundance of caution. The FBI consulted with several agencies before they decided to do this, the Department of Justice, the Office of Homeland Security, and the Department of Treasury. They're not saying this in the alert, but officials are suggesting that the information came from detainees who are connected to Al-Qaeda and who are being held around Afghanistan or in Guantanamo Bay. Possibly some of this came from Abu Zubaydah, who's the highest ranking Al-Qaeda official who's in U.S. custody now. I've been told the information came in fairly recently, probably within the last week. And they aren't going too far with this. The official color of the country's and the bank's alert remains at yellow, which is elevated. And that's right in the middle of that five-level color-coded alert system that the Office of Homeland Security uses.
What are banks doing in response?
It depends. They're on their size. It depends on their particular situation. Of the banks that I've talked to, the most that they appear to be doing is issuing alerts to their own employees to just make sure they're aware of this and to make sure that they are vigilant and reporting anything that's suspicious. Some, of course, won't comment at all about any security issues, so it's hard to know what they're up to. One CEO of a Philadelphia bank said that he hadn't actually heard about this directly from the FBI. He'd only heard news reports, so he didn't feel that it was official enough to have to do anything. And nobody I spoke to was actually shutting down or anything. There's a great comparison here because earlier this week, a similar threat was made. On Sunday, the FBI got a warning from a phone call that came to the Washington, D.C. police, and the caller said a bomb was going to go off at a national bank in downtown D.C. at noon on Monday. And at the time, the FBI said it didn't think that call was very credible, but they went ahead with an alert because it was very specific information. And almost all the banks in Washington shut down for at least a few hours, and then it turned out to be a prank.
Of course, banks are always on some level of heightened security. Does this help?
Yes and no, according to the security people that I've talked to. One security officer at a Washington bank said it helps keeping everybody on their toes, but it also throws everyone into a tizzy and they don't really know what to do. So that's kind of a drawback. Several banks said that they're taking this seriously because they haven't gotten a lot of threats like this, for alerts like this from the FBI. So they felt it was worth their while to be vigilant. They do what they need to based on their own situations.
NPR's Emily Harris. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, John.